Hello and welcome to Disability News with Han, the podcast where we review disability-related news stories and talk about them through a disabled lens. Today's news story we're going to talk about is from The Independent. The headline is "Parents Outraged as Photography Firm Offers to Remove Disabled Students from School Pictures." So this was a school in Aberdeen, and the photography company was based in Cornwall and offered two copies of a class photo, one of them with all of the children in the class and the other one with students with additional needs removed. One of those was definitely a child with a visible disability. It included a 9-year-old girl who was a wheelchair user, and the other girl, it doesn't disclose whether the disability was visible or invisible, but she did have additional needs. And I'm just shocked and horrified that in 2024, we're still erasing disabled children from the picture. Like, it's 2024. It kind of feels like all of the work we've done to promote inclusion and acceptance has been for nothing sometimes when things like this happen, because you'd think the people who made this decision, which were Tempest Photography, would have known better than to remove the disabled children from the picture. Like, as if disabled people are somehow ugly, undesirable, don't want to be displayed in someone's house with the rest of their class in a class picture. Because, like, I remember when I was at school, my parents would always buy class pictures, especially in primary school. And, like, they might be put up in the house, they might be kept in a folder, whatever. It just seems wild that they thought it was a good idea to offer a photo without disabled children, as if somehow a wheelchair is unsightly and shouldn't be seen, as if disabled children, I would say, should be seen and not heard, but should be not seen and not heard. And understandably, the parents were outraged at this decision. And if I was a parent and I found out my child was being erased from a picture, I'm going to assume the children would have been, like, edited out of the picture, rather than the picture being initially taken without them. I too would be outraged. Because just because someone's disabled, it doesn't mean they're not worthy to be photographed, and doesn't mean they're not worthy to be photographed looking as they are. As disabled people, some of us do have the privilege to look able-bodied, and it is very much a thing, especially for teenagers and young adults, to, like, if they can, hide their mobility aids in photos. And I feel like events like this just cement why we might do that. They cement an idea in our head that disability is tragedy and people don't want us to look disabled. But the reality is, we can absolutely take photos with our mobility aids or anything that just makes taking that photo easier. We shouldn't have to put ourselves at risk or suffer, even if it's just for a few minutes, to look normal. It's also very much a part of me with this story that worries about the effect that removing disabled children from a picture is going to have on the children. Children know a lot more than we think they do. Sometimes they are a lot more observant than we might initially think. And it could really affect a child to know that they have been erased from a picture. Disabled people often already struggle in academic situations. School isn't particularly set up to be disability friendly. And depending on this child's level of self-esteem, like, actually, I think that's something that if I was disabled at 9, it would have really affected me. To know that I wasn't enough to be included in a picture. It's damaging, and it just adds to the long-term trauma of growing up disabled and trying to navigate the education system. It is already really difficult being different from your peers. I wasn't diagnosed as a child, but I still felt different. And I knew I was different, and I knew I didn't fit in. And I feel like something as small, or actually quite big, as being erased from a photo would have done me some psychological damage if that was something I was aware of, which I probably would have been. Because, as I said, kids are a lot more aware and observant than we think they are. These two disabled children would have probably heard their parents talking about it. Or maybe heard other people talking about it. And also, one of these children had a sister. It's not just about how erasing someone from a photo affects that child, it's how it affects everyone around them. Her sister is said to have been devastated that she was removed from this photo. Because, of course she was. I think sometimes also as a child it's hard to understand and comprehend why someone might make these decisions. It's really quite difficult emotions that it would probably bring up if your sister was erased from a photo, especially if you were close with your sister, or protective over her. And then there's the impact that this has on the other children in the class or in the school and their understanding and acceptance of disability. giving the option for parents to purchase a photo without the disabled children in really perpetuates the idea that disability is bad, disability is negative, disability should be hidden away. And that's not an attitude that we want spreading to the next generation. Children aren't born to be negative towards people with disabilities. That very much comes from nurture and experiences in the world around them and how they're taught. And I feel like something like this could cement to some of those children that disability is bad, disability is negative, that maybe they shouldn't like the disabled children in their class, or maybe they will grow up and acquire a disability and then have to deal with their own ableism, which in itself can be very harmful. I mean, I myself was very ableist growing up, because that's the attitudes that I was raised with, or not necessarily raised with, but the attitudes that were surrounding me. And that is very much just a problem with society in general, in terms of media. And also, you don't really get taught in the school about disability or what disability is and how varied it can be. And I remember when, I was going to say when my disabilities became disabling, but I'm autistic and I have been autistic my entire life. And I also probably have ADHD. But as a child, I recognised that as a flaw within myself, not as a disability. When my physical illnesses became disabling, my negative attitude towards disability and towards illness and towards looking different led me to push myself a lot further than I should have, and also led me to not using mobility aids for a lot longer than necessary, because suddenly looking disabled is like a spotlight shining on you, and I didn't want that. I didn't want the attention. I didn't want to look different. I didn't want something else making it harder for me to fit in. And erasing a child from a photo, or in this case two children from a photo, really does perpetuate the idea that looking different is bad, being different is bad. And I feel like remembering an incident like this could definitely, if a child was to acquire a disability, make them feel a lot worse about themselves, along with any other influences that they've had in their life. And the parents who have, like, complained about the situation have been very clear that it's nothing to do with the school. the school is generally very inclusive, very accepting. The decision did lie with the photography company. I feel like decisions like this also highlight the importance of having lived experience in the room, of employing disabled people. Because this decision wouldn't have been made if a disabled individual was involved in that decision. It quite simply wouldn't have happened. Someone with lived experience would have known that erasing disabled children from a picture was completely wrong. And decisions like this do show that that lived experience is necessary. Because people just aren't educated in disability. They don't understand it. And they don't know what's right, what's wrong. I'm going to assume this decision was made because Tempest Photography were maybe worried that parents wouldn't want a picture, a class picture with disabled children in. And maybe it was done with a view to making more profit, selling more pictures. But the outcome essentially is harm to the parents of the children who are erased, harm to the siblings of the children who are erased, and harm potentially to the children themselves. The photography company has launched an investigation, but currently they have no further comment. And I do really hope that Tempest Photography will have learnt from this experience and not make the same decision again, because it's a massive error. massive error. And actually, this kind of hitting mainstream news could also damage their business. Let's face it, schools might be less tempted to hire Tempest Photography now, and other businesses, organisations, individuals that they work with may also be less inclined to hire them because they've got a reputation now. They've given themselves a reputation of excluding disabled people, and categorically that's wrong. And categorically we've seen that parents will speak out, parents will give backlash, and rightfully so.